Thank you both very much. We're right on time. This was really good. You guys are really well spoken and have done this at least once before, I can tell.
More than once.
I know.
Thank you for that.
It's something I agree with you on, but know that sometimes, and I love the way you describe this ethic, which I'm not sure as much as you describe it as a libertarian or this ethic about individual rights, but sometimes, at least with some of the learners that I often work with on the rounds, it's not so articulated. It's really about autonomy
overriding value, isn't it?
But I also think
that Adam, do you have 30 seconds, Adam?
Yeah. No, we're done with our taping.
I wanted to share with you something very, very personal.
Please.
After I graduated from medical school, I went to Central America to work for 2 years, and I remember one patient that was working sort of in the jungles of Nicaragua, as it were, and the patient was brought into the clinic where I worked, and somebody with elderly woman with malignant hypertension has very little medication to give her. I think I gave her nitroprusside, and she died in a few hours later. And I remember afterwards the family saying, well, what do we do with the body? I mean, we can't put grandma in the back of the truck. They had brought her by truck. They said, oh, well, we'll put her in the cabin. You know, so they put her in the front seat with the husband and the child. And off they went, you know, with the cadaver in the front seat. What it tells me is that there was this deep respect for life, and the deep respect for life at the end of life as well. They just couldn't imagine putting grandma in the back of the pickup truck. So I'm just thinking, well, what will happen down the line 20 years from now or 30 years from now when physicians actually give the lethal injection? And what is that going to do with you know, sort of the aftermath, as it were? Will people who have just been euthanized with a lethal injection, will the family be as sort of resistant, reluctant to put the body in the front of the truck? Probably not. They'll probably be, you know, sort of, let's put the body in the back of the pickup truck, you know? I think it changes the values. I think it changes how you approach life and death. So it's just a little something I wanted to share with you.
Well, thank you.
Can I just tell you, Adam, I was in Australia and I was debating the Premier of the state, and he was a big euthanasia fan, and he said, look, as far as I'm concerned, when you pass your use by or best before date, you should be checked out as cheaply, quickly, and efficiently as possible. So it's like you become a consumer product. Anyway, guys, thanks a lot.
Thank you so much.
Thank you all so much. We appreciate it.
Very welcome. Okay. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye.